again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
It's the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1896, who never forgot the beautiful rich girl he fell in love with when he was a teenager, Geneva King. She got engaged to somebody else because Fitzgerald did not seem to have many prospects. He later said about her, "She was the first girl I ever loved, and she ended up by throwing me over with the most supreme boredom and indifference." But that experience gave Fitzgerald an idea for his first novel about a young man named Amory Blaine who falls in love with a beautiful blonde debutante, Rosalind Connage, and then loses her because she doesn't want to marry somebody with so little money. He sent the book off to Scribner's, got a letter back saying that it was promising. Could he revise it? Around the same time, he met a young, beautiful woman named Zelda Sayer in Montgomery, Alabama. Fell in love with her, came back to St. Paul, worked on the third floor of his parents' house, revising his book, which he entitled This Side of Paradise. Scribner's accepted it in September of 1919, and its publication in 1920 made Fitzgerald famous almost overnight as the chronicler of the Jazz Age, which was just beginning. He went off to Paris with Zelda, wrote his great masterpiece, The Great Gatsby, which did not sell very well. And Fitzgerald himself was not entirely satisfied with the book. He said, "I never at any one time saw Gatsby clear myself, for he started as one man I knew and then changed into myself." The book never sold out its first printing, and by the time the stock market crashed in 1929, Fitzgerald's marriage was falling apart. His books were not selling anymore. His last complete novel, Tender as the Night, came out in 1934, got mixed reviews. By the spring of 36, he was broke, looking for advances from Esquire magazine, and wrote them an essay called The Crack-Up about what it was like to hit bottom. It was shocking at the time. Famous writers did not go in for that style of confessional writing. And Fitzgerald died in 1940 at the age of 44, in a year in which all of his books sold a total of 72 copies. F. Scott Fitzgerald, who said, "What people are ashamed of usually makes a good story." Here's a poem for today, a poem by a poet born in Malaysia, Shirley Geklin Lim, entitled Learning to Love America. Because it has no pure products, because the Pacific Ocean sweeps along the coastline, because the water of the ocean is cold, and because land is better than ocean. Because I say we rather than they. Because I live in California, I have eaten fresh artichokes and jacaranda bloom in April and May. Because my senses have caught up with my body, my breath with the air it swallows, my hunger with my mouth. Because I walk barefoot in my house. Because I have nursed my son at my breast, because he is a strong American boy, because I have seen his eyes redden when he is asked who he is, because he answers, "I don't know." Because to have a son is to have a country. Because my son will bury me here. Because countries are in our blood and we bleed them. Because it is late and too late to change my mind. Because it is time. A poem entitled Learning to Love America by Shirley Geklin Lim from her collection What the Fortune Teller Didn't Say, published by West End Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.